This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. On the lower level of Terminal 1 at St. Louis Lambert International Airport, pre-security, three figures look out at passersby. Each stands with a different pose, but their backgrounds are the same, and all three are portraits of real people who have layered answers to the question, "Where are you from?" Christina Fletis Mock is a St. Louis resident and the painter of that portrait series. She joins us now to talk about it. Christina, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Hi, Elaine. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
And before we dive in, a note of disclosure, Christina is also STLPR's visual communications specialist. Talk with us first, Christina, about the figures in these paintings. You know, they're very visually different, one from the other. One of them is a goateed man in a Colombian hat, a Western shirt, and a bolo tie. And he's got a casual hand on his hip with his hip with his elbow out. So tell us briefly about the other two.
So the other one is a woman in hijab wearing a very detailed white shirt. And another is a woman with dark curly hair wearing a ruffled yellow dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that one, her arm is one over the other, mm-hmm. and there's a tattoo.
Oh yeah, very intricate tattoo on there,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, in the introduction, I alluded to something behind and actually also within the portraits that's the same, and that's maps. Why maps, Christina? And what's their relationship to the name of this portrait series, which is the word from?
Yes. So I've always had a complicated relationship with the question, where are you from? I've never really known how to answer that. And I always kind of have to gauge how people are asking, like, where are you from? Or where are you from? Mm-hmm. And based on their intonation is how I give that answer. And again, it's a very complicated, I could never sum it up in one words because it spans so many different layers. Mm-hmm. And so I've been turning over in my head this thought of, I'm from many different places and my parents are from a different country.
Such as?
We'll get to that in a second. So my parents are from Nicaragua. And so I've been turning over my head, like, maps, locations form our identity in many ways. And I wanted a way to show that in this story that's a little complicated to tell people mm-hmm. when you first meet them.
Yeah. So you had submitted a proposal for this series to the Lambert Art and Culture Program, which exhibits work by local, national, and international artists throughout the airport, and you made this submission back in early 2024. What made Lambert International the right fit for these particular portraits?
Absolutely. So, like I said, the question of where you're from is complicated for me because I was born in New Orleans. I was raised in Memphis. I've lived different places, and now I'm here in St. Louis, but my parents are Nicaraguan immigrants, and my mom specifically is Cajun Nicaraguan. Mm. So my identity is this very weird mishmash of things, and I've never known how to answer that question, and I've always been in this liminal space of, Am I a Southerner? Not really. Am I a Latina? Kind of, but I never lived in Nicaragua, you know, and I've never neatly fit into any category. And so an airport is a liminal space. It's kind of neither one nor the other. You might not necessarily be from the place you're coming from, and you are not necessarily from the place that you're going. And so it just felt like the right place to introduce this series.
Mm-hmm. Had you been looking for an opportunity to explore these themes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been turning over my head for a long time. I've had this vision of how I have most of the places in my life have been along the Mississippi River, and I feel like the Mississippi River kind of runs through my veins almost. And so I had this visual image of that and was like, how can I convey this? So actually on the paintings, some of the areas along the skin are a little more translucent, and you can see the areas of the maps showing underneath their skin. And it just shows how these places form a big part of our identity.
Mm-hmm. One of the three portraits that is up at Lambert now came about through a post that you made to Facebook about the complexity of answering that where are you from question. And that thread got really full, right?
Yes.
From the response to that Facebook post to people's reactions to the portraits themselves, what have you gleaned, Christina, about people's experiences of migration and identity?
So growing up, I always felt kind of isolated culturally. Again, Cajun Nicaraguan kid growing up in the 90s in Memphis. There was, to my knowledge, no one except my brother that was like me. And so, like many people, when you have this, what you think is an isolated experience and you don't really talk about it, you think you're the only one. And the more I started talking about it, I realized so many people, specifically immigrants, have that same feeling. So it might be different countries, but it's the similarities in experience are way more common. You know, my husband is Chinese, and he was born in Vietnam and raised in Virginia, went to college in Kentucky, and now lives here. And so even though the places he's been and lived and is from are so varied, the similarities of feeling isolated there is a huge similarity in that you feel isolated. And that's actually a much more common experience than I realized.
Is there something about right now that makes it feel like this is a timely series?
Oh, absolutely. We hear the term migrant being thrown around, and it's kind of treated like a dirty word, but it just means you're coming from a different place, or your parents came from a different place. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And unless you are of Native ancestry, your ancestors at some point came from somewhere else, obviously. And so we have all been migrants at some point, or our ancestors, or, you know, one, two, three, four generations removed. We've all been from somewhere else, have had to adjust to language, climate, food. And I just wanted to literally put a face on that. There's the term migrant just becomes this faceless number. And I want to put a face and identity. These are real people with real experiences, and they work alongside you. They live alongside you. They are people. Mm-hmm. They have names.
Yeah. How has it felt to see these pictures, these portraits up? You know, has there been a response that has really stood out to you?
I think it just feels so good to finally get this out in the open. I've had a few excited people send me pictures and say, oh my gosh, I know this person. Mm. And I think I haven't necessarily gotten responses, because a lot of it is, you know, strangers walking by in the airport.
Right.
But I just hope that people, again, get a sense that this is their neighbor, or this could be their neighbor, or these are people. And they have stories, and they have backgrounds, and it just feels really good to get this thing that has been turning over in my head for so long, this thing that I couldn't really put words to. That's when art needs to step in, when you can't necessarily put the words to it. I put it out on the canvas, and I hope that people can feel that and see that when they look at these portraits.
Mm-hmm. Christina, this From series, it is up at Lambert now, and it'll be up during two busy travel periods, this year-end holiday season and spring break. Where do you want to see this series go after the run through April is finished?
Oh, I'd hope maybe there's an art gallery listening somewhere. I would love to turn this into a bigger series. Like we've alluded to earlier, there was a huge response when I posted on the Latinx Arts group, and I only have so much time in the day. I could only do so many portraits, and I wanted to kind of vary up the different places and people featured. But I would love to expand this to a much larger series, and I would also really like to include audio with it. So you can hear the voices of the people, because that just adds another layer, more depth. And a lot of times people do not sound the way that you think they would look based on, quote unquote, where they're from.
And that's something that I think you and I have talked about actually in the past. What is the most satisfying thing about knowing that these will be seen by so many people?
I at least, especially right now, love that it is in this liminal space where people are neither here nor there in the airport. And that was actually one of the titles I was thinking about calling it, was Here Nor There, because that's how I felt my whole life, is I'm not really this, I'm not really that, I'm not necessarily accepted in this culture or that culture, but there is beauty in the blend, and that you can't extricate one identity from the other, and that beauty can be celebrated. And that's what I want to see.
Yeah. Christina Flatus-Mock is a painter, illustrator, and photographer. Her portrait series, From, is up now through April 2026 on the lower level of Terminal 1 pre-security at St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Christina, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.